All right, now, good afternoon to you guys. I'm Peter Jordan. I hope you guys are great. Oh, it's such an honor to be with you guys. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, we are 2 days in. What's up? All right, now, not one country person that went to school with hell of smells line. Now, mind you, this bitch just pop-up line is ugly whore Kendra. No crap line, no smells lies. You got some dumb slut making up some of the most horrible lies. All right, now, you got these fake-ass folks she caught talk to them. Now, the country folks ain't got no lie. They ain't got no body lie either in over 6 days. All right, now, it'll be 7 days tonight at 10 o'clock. But we are whole 2 days in. We're a whole 2 days straight. Not one person got a crap lie or smell lie to stab. He says, this bitch Kendra popping up doing all this lie. Okay, how the country folks out the street ain't got no lie or no smells either? Okay, you got chicken heads. You got people you went to school with. You got locker room, lunchroom. Does that make sense? Right? No, you got hallways. You got classrooms, bus rides, home. Does that make sense? Changing classes? All right, no, that's for what I don't mind doing this at all. You got some dumb slut that wants to spam lies and lie. Okay, what's up, right? All right, now you got people that went to school with me for 12 years. They vividly remember me. Not just that went to college. I actually went to physical classrooms. All right, now, that's for the Lord. Right now, so I went to a physical college campus, went to a physical classroom. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, so you got people that say they remember me from college, they're in college classes with me. You got people that say they remember me from high school. Does that make sense? Right, okay. So, so what would that be? That would be 16 years of school, all right? Now, some of that was online, right? So, to be fair, that's about 14 and a half years of school, all right? Now, like the other 2 or 3 years online. Okay, then it really started to get heavy that you could take online classes, so I really got heavy into it. All right, now, but you notice how the country folks said they ain't got not one line, not no gross smile, no smell line, not one line, not one line, just this ugly whore popping up, her jealous ass doing all this line, right? Okay, the country folks saying I smell good. These fake-ass families saying I smell good. What's up, right? These are fake-ass folks, all right, now, plus the country folks. So everybody back-to-back saying I smell good, just some dumb slut popping up line. Does that make sense in trying to run with the lie? Well, somebody said something about a microwave. That was my point. And even the person that said something about a microwave, all right, now, that's what said I smell good. I always smell good, right? Even that day, X the dumb slut, right? You stupid ass. Don't you ever jump your monkey ass at me. Get your whole self on Facebook, which you have been, and keep asking them country folks how I smell your ugly self, right? I hope that right now, that's what you got these fake behind folks. And then you got the country folks that went to school with me. Does that make sense? Okay. So in between the country folks that are salty, you saw what Biden did with my house. Does that make sense? Yeah, extension after extension. You mean before you even got to that point. You had a racist pedophile, you know, incestuous old pedophilic, sexual predator, racist. All right, now, pulling people off the phone. All right, now, extension after extension. He continued to pull people off the phone before it got to a point of me explaining to a judge why my bills were late. Before it got to a point of me being up and down the street at 10 o'clock at nighttime because I literally had nowhere to go. I had to go down, up and down the street. Let me explain that. I had to go find a phone call to make a call saying get to a hotel because basically I got thrown out of my house because you had some dick blowing, incestuous, sexual predator, sex offender, racist, thinking he's funny, old Joe Biden. Does that make sense? Before it got to that point, I got extensions for my lights. Before it got to that point, I got extensions for my rent. Before it got to that point, I talked to my landlord. Before it got to that point, I talked to my supervisors at my job saying I was not getting any hours. All right, no, I mean, you generally should. 8 hours a day. All right, no, that's how you work. You still got 16 hours. Do what the hell you want to do it. Does that make sense? So I'm trying to get at least an 8-hour shift. That's enough to sustain my bills. 12 hours some days. All right, now I'll be overnight 12 hours. All right, now I'm telling my supervisor, I'm like, okay, I'm over here for 12 hours. Nobody's on the phone. All right, now that's what she said. It should not be doing this. You got an admission by this pedophilic, scummy, head blowing, sexual predator, sex offending, incestuous, old racist. Does that make sense, Biden? He admitting that he pulled out of tricks, and even the supervisor said, should I be doing that? Pull the supervisor call. It was on February the 7th. Where I'm telling the supervisors there's nobody on the phone. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, pull up the prayer call around February the 17th, right now. All right, now, of last year, right now, when I'm telling them, okay, the prayer part is that I have no food in my house, so I'm starving, I can't eat. You had a racist, incestuous pedophile drying up my checks, and I had nowhere to get money from. I lost my video game. Does that make sense? Because you had an incestuous pedophile, you know, sex offending, racist. Does that make sense? Ask actually Biden what Biden did to her in the showers, because when they found her diary, he started crying. You guys could fat check my ass. When they found Ashley Biden's diary, Biden started crying. Now, he didn't start crying for her. He started crying for him, knowing that he had sexually abused that child. Those showers were not innocent. Ask her, does that make sense? Right now, what Biden did, said she would go to school, said she thinks she was molested, said she was going to school in second grade and lift up her dress and show kids her underclothes, right? A baby. It ain't no baby showing you they underclothes. All right, no, that's for the Lord, lest somebody bother her. No baby ain't faking to show you no underclothes, right? All right, no, that's for the Lord. I mean, you know, what's up, right? Okay, that is the scum that kept pulling people off the phone, right? That is the clown, all right, no, shitting in his depends, you know, sexually abusing children. All right, no, that's Florida. Right, no, that guy kept getting extensions after extensions. This racist would not stop being nasty, right? Okay, you're dealing with that. Is my basic point, right? All right, no, that's Florida. But I hope that you guys were in greater right now. All right, no, but you got some dumb slut that wanted to last so bad. Does that make sense? Right, no, these country salty folks. And I got thrown out my house by this pedophilic, incestuous, sexual abusing, sexual predator. You know, old racist that committed sexual harm to his child and still harming children with his hands all over their chest and stuff. Did you see them videos about him touching these pre-adolescent children's chest and stuff? That is ridiculous, right? Does that make sense right now? That's the Lord. I'd be happy to play it again tonight. I find it. All right, now, but you know, that's the Lord. All right, now, but you, you know, that's the Lord. So you got a whole, you got this old racist pedophile saying he'll break my black ass, got a head of black people, okay? All right, now, he got me throughout my house. Does that make sense? I had nowhere to go. And you had them folks try to tear my ass pieces. Okay, it's bad enough that you humiliated for losing your house. People calling you stupid because some dick-blowing racist threw a rock and hit his hand, right? People calling you stupid, they calling you crazy. You having to explain what's going on now. The racist, pedophile, incestuous, you know, racist, don't admit his actions. You know, terrorist Joe Biden, does that make sense? Has admitted his actions. Does that make sense? All right, no, that's the Lord, right? So that's what wound up happening to me, getting thrown out of my house. Them country folks did not care. They tried to tear my ass to pieces. It was stressful. It was humiliating. I'd never been through anything like that. These are the assholes that said I smell good. 12 years of school, right? 4.5 years of college. 5 years of college, gotta be honest. 5.5 years of college, right? What's up? So that's 17 and a half years of school. 17 years of school, right? 17 years of school. These are the folks that saying I smell good, right? They tried to tear me apart. They want to call me names. They want to say all men are evil about me because some pedophile, disgusting or racist is too dumb. He's trying to figure out a way to steal. See, that's the lawyer, right? No, so what's up? Okay, so the assholes that tried to tear me apart when I lost my house stuff last year because you had some pedophile pulling strings. All right, no, that's for the Lord. These are the folks that say I smell good as far as these whole fake-ass family, too. So everybody saying I smell good. Does that make sense? There's some dumb bitch as a soul person popping up lying. What about your crap lies, you dumb bitch, right? What did these fake folks tell you that there's no such instance of that? What did the people at school say? I went to school for 12 years. All right, no, well, actually 17 and a half years, right? All right, no, that's for the Lord. All right, now, that used to be out there in all them schools. All right, no, that's for the Lord. All right, now, I mean, what's up? All right, no, that's for the Lord. All right, now. All right, no, but you know what's up? You know, you got some dumb whore. Does that make sense? Right now, that want to last so bad, right? All right, no, it's a pleasure to be with you guys. Right now, good afternoon. All right, no, that's the Lord. All right, no, but I don't know what to say about it's not worth dignified. I'm happy to count these days up. Shit, I'm happy to challenge this. So if you got some dumb slut that want to let everybody else say it, the only sole person to let us up is ugly slut Kendra. What did the overshot Jennings tell this bitch when she was sucking his dick? Said, you stink, go take a bath. Yo, all right, no, you suck your dick, don't make you smell good. You dumb slut, he told her, go take a bath. All right, now take it on the thoughts to the chin, don't make your face beautiful. Go take a bath, you stink bitch, right? Does that make sense? Ex Rashad Jennings, looks like they confirmed that with Rashad Jennings, right? If this slut start to write Rashad Jennings trying to wink, wink at him, does that make sense? Like she's trying to get that old punk ass faggot to lie. I'm taking a restraining order on this whore, right? It's a pleasure being with you guys right now, but we're 6 days in. They ain't got 7 days in. 12 o'clock last night. We got just 7 days in. Nobody could drop a body about the latest lie. That big buffalo pig talking about, you know, Eastside Hotel. Let me know who the fuck that is. And right now, we 7 days in. You can't drop nobody. The people at school ain't got no twerking story. Not one twerking story. Not no one whole story. No twerking story. The fake family ain't got one. But these are the folks at school. There was no Facebook or no Instagram. After you got out of school, you never expect to see them again. Social media did not exist. Okay, so there's no bad behavior. No twerking story. No hoe story, no hooked up story, no shaking my ass story, no bending over to touch my toe story. Yeah, see, I'm not in the dick nut group. The seven seems like these little faggots that be getting on the phone because they be passed around by these old men knocking their ass, they assholes loose. Does that make sense? And got them moaning and screaming, thinking they special and that they girls. And you putting these feminine boys on the phone with me, jumping asses at me, making demands and feeling like they can steal so they can hit little faggots and little punks off the phone with me. It's not me insulting people, but you got assholes for work that was actually done by the Holy Spirit, real science. You know, thinking they can steal some for work, for money. Clearly, that's been earned because, okay, people are acknowledging across the entire earth that, you know, nobody ain't make no $6 trillion except King Solomon. They need to start acknowledging King Solomon. That's the Bible. But nobody like Fugger is like a guy. Man, he was over there in Europe. He makes so much money. Fugger's a guy that's over there in Europe. He makes so much money. He was responsible for a percentage of the GDP of Europe. Can you imagine that back in that day? There was no internet or anything. He did that organically. The stepmate says, this is organic too with the internet. Because, you know, good God, if there's be on the internet, it's countless people on the internet and everything else. It's pretty goddamn organic. All right, y'all, it's the Holy Spirit is amazing. I'm a servant. I can't let even word to kiss Holy Spirit speak. He is amazing, right? His genius, his phenomenal talent by Father God, Jehovah, by the Lord Jesus. I thank the Lord for giving me the privilege of having the Holy Spirit. The stepmate says he is really incredible. Real science. I don't have to sell it at this point. But Kruger back there, before there was any internet, does that make sense? I think he made 13% of the European GDP. That is really something, right? All right, now that's Florida, right? Now, I said people hated this dude because he, had so much money. So you have Kruger. I'm going to explain a little bit about who he is. You got William the Conqueror. He was the richest king in England's history. You guys can check out who he is. He was not the first king, excuse me. He was the richest king. That's why they always mention William the Conqueror. They always mention William the Conqueror because he was the richest king in England's history, right? All right, now, that's Florida. Right now, you got Alexander the Great, of course, to go take over worlds. I mean, that's countries, right? To go take over countries, does that make sense? So right now, your gear had to be good. Your weapons had to be good. Your soldiers had to be fit. Your accompaniment, you had to be financed to do that. So Alexander the Great had some coins. He had some money to do that. All right, now, that's Florida. Yeah, right. He's on most lists, though, too. All right, now, you got Ghanesh Khan. All right, now, you got Andrew Carnegie, the Steel King. Does that make sense right now in American Revolution? You got Rockefeller, let me not forget him, the oil tycoon, okay. All of them combined have not made no sextillion dollars, right? It's over sextillion dollars now, right? Far over it now, right? It cracked the sextillion dollars by the wisdom of the Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit, by Father God Jehovah's magnificent, awesome goodness, right? It's not having power like that, right? Real science, I have to sell it at this point. But people across the entire world are floored by it. Right, they're saying that this has not ever been done. They say this has never been accomplished before. It's his first time ever. Actually, that's not quite right. King Solomon's time, that's the Bible. All right, now please read Kings. All right, now Second Kings, First Kings, if I'm not mistaken, I have to look at it. But King Solomon, the Lord said there will be nobody like King Solomon in his time and after his time. Right, or you know, as far as the wisdom he would give him. The Bible said King Solomon had so much money, he had so much money, silver did not have a value. We're not quite there. I guarantee you somebody pick up a piece of silver today, does that make sense right now? They can get some value out of it. But during King Solomon's time, you know, all right, now you got Musa Mustafa. During the King Solomon's time, all right, now, so King Solomon is the only other person in history to make a $6 trillion. Otherwise, from all seven continents, does that make sense right now? Otherwise, it's never happened before outside of King Solomon and myself. Right? It's not that I didn't make no $6 trillion. The Holy Spirit made a $6 trillion, right? It's not guessing, it's science, right? I told you guys that. But outside of King Solomon and the Lord blessing me by Christ Jesus, outside of King Solomon and myself, it ain't happened no more, right? So you got people across the entire globe talking about it. All right, now that's the Lord, all right now. Yeah, so you know, I hope that you so that's Jesus goodness, all right now. It's not because it's so special. I'm telling you, it's the Holy Spirit. You know, this is wisdom. All right, now, it's his absolute, it's not Allah, it's not Buddha, it's not Krishna, it's not this girl, I'm a human, I'm nobody without Jesus, ooh, God, no, no better than the next human, ooh, God, no. It's the Holy Spirit by Christ Jesus, by Father God Jehovah's in me, by Father God Jehovah, Lord Jesus, by the Holy Spirit. It's the Father God Jehovah's, infinite goodness and his wisdom and his incredible power. It's the Lord, right? To the fact that, you know, people across the entire world, it's all they're talking about. So all they talking about across this earth, that people in financial sectors, people in the Nikkei trade, that would be Japan, the stock markets across this world, how they want that stock there. Yeah, it's coming there. I'm going to make a stock brokerage company. The stat makes sense. I am the CEO of it. The stat makes sense. The United States is blocked. You had racists and people like TD Jakes, because everybody ain't racist. Well, Mitch and Joe Clown, they are racist. I just explained that. All right, no, but everybody's not, right? But you got people like them. The stat makes sense. Right now, that's Florida right now. You know, you got people like them that, people across this entire earth are talking about it. But you, people like the United States, they're not worth dealing with. Do you understand what I'm saying? So, it is going on. Are you going to take it to Europe and Asia? I'm going to make a stock brokerage firm to offer the stock. Does that make sense? I can do that myself. I'm going to get somebody to structure it for me. They're not going to be on the board because I'm not going to have a board, right? All right, no, that's for Lord. I'm not going to deal with that. I don't have to deal with that by Jesus. All right, no, I got the hiccups there. Excuse me. All right, now, by Jesus' goodness, just sound a little weird. That's definitely a hiccup. All right, now, by Jesus' goodness, all right, now, you can tell a hiccup, though. By Jesus' goodness, all right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, I'm going to take the stock over there. All right, now, that's for the Lord, and make it into a stock, all right, now, up under the extraction. All right, now, I'm going to do it piece by piece, so that's not get cheated. as far as the money flow is concerned, are right now after dealing with the clownness in the United States. The United States is blocked. The American consumer is blocked. I love the American consumer, but I don't want to deal with the United States, right? I hope that makes sense. Right now are the powers that be, like old Dick Blowing Joe that run it. Oh, God, no. So it's not offered to the United States. It will be offered to Europe and Asia to buy as much as you want. Right now to enrich yourselves. Right now at a fair price we have to come up with. Right now with a stock structure that would benefit me and it benefit everybody else. Does that make sense? Quite fairly, right? If you want it ultra fast, like I pulled it before, it's going to be extra. Right now, because I'm not going to pull it fast like that again, so I don't get cheated, right? I hope that you guys will agree to right now. That's Florida right now, but I hope that you guys are great. So it will be a stock brokerage firm. Right now, with the extraction coupled to it. Right now, that's Florida right now. The Genesis Tech firm. I might as well put it up under there. Right now, that's Florida right now. Infinite Technologies. Does that make sense? Right now, nothing to do with the United States is blocked. Right now, Infinite Trading. Right now, Genesis Trading. It'll be something there. Alright, no, that's the Lord, alright, no, but I do have the power to do this, right? Alright, no, that's the Lord, alright, no, so nothing to do with the racism in the United States. And I kept saying that. You know, the stock is the extraction, all seven continents, right? The United States don't own the North American continent. Yeah, right. United States don't own Canada and Mexico. United States own the United States. United States don't own South America. The United States don't own Brazil and Argentina and Chile and Guatemala and, Brazil. In Ecuador and all the other countries in South America. Does that make sense? And Belize. All right, no, that's Florida. United States and Venezuela. United States don't own those countries, right? United States don't own Africa. Don't own Nigeria. It don't own Egypt. It don't own all the other countries that are in Africa. Does that make sense? United States don't own Europe. United States don't own United Kingdom and France and Switzerland. Does that make sense? So right now, in all the other countries that are in Europe, United States don't own Germany and all the other countries in Europe and Sweden. In Finland and the Netherlands, right now, that's Florida, right now, in Portugal, right now, the United States don't own Europe, right? Does that make sense? In Switzerland, the United States don't own Europe, the United States don't own Asia, right now, China is in Asia, Singapore is in Asia, Japan is in Asia, does that make sense? Taiwan is in Asia, right? Right now, the United States don't own these countries, the United States don't own Australia, you know? That's Florida right now. So the United States do not own these other countries. I mean, you have to break that down for the stupid that they can steal who live in the United States, right? The United States do not own these countries. The extraction is from all across the entire world. You got 8 billion people online, so extraction is from all across the entire globe. So, yes, I can offer the stock in the United States to be blocked because they don't own it. They don't own their own continents, right? I'm laughing at that. It's funny. So I'm going overseas right now as the CEO of it, as the owner, the founder, the CEO, the chairman. Feel what you want to feel about me. I don't care. But get somebody to help me set up a stock structure to offer it with the extraction. Don't worry about it as far as the United States. Anybody try to cry, laugh, and be salty about it, don't worry. No matter where I step out and step on the face of this earth, it's going to sell out. United States going to be blocked, it's going to sell out. United States consumer is going to be blocked, it's going to sell out. Right now, pedophilic racists like Joe Biden trying to profit from it, it's not happening, it's going to sell out, despite the United States being blocked as a whole. Right now, like I said, I love the American consumer, but, you know, the garbage I dealt with in the United States is as to why. Right now, that's Florida, so I'm not saying that any type of way, but, you know, don't worry, no matter where Jesus' goodness, no matter where I step on planet Earth, it don't hit a $6 trillion with zero arrows. Nobody on planet Earth lost their money. People, the Saudi royal family and all of them, they invested. The British royal family invested. The Japanese royal family invested. The German chancellor, they invested, right? The king and queen of Netherlands, they invested. You guys can check me. Queen of Bhutan and the king of Bhutan, they invested, right? All right, now, that's Florida right now. People that invested from all across this world in one way or the other, even as with the little iffiness, nobody on planet Earth, including normal people, lost their money. No matter, all right, the Pope and all of them up in the Vatican, they invested too. You guys can check my behind out, right? All right, now, so, you know, people from across this entire planet from different walks of life with different beliefs, and right now believe in Jesus because he is the only King, way, and Lord, and Jesus is the reason this has happened. The $6 trillion, not me. That is because of Jesus, right? It's not guessing, it's science. Given by the Most High, only living God, the Lord Jesus, period, right? All right, now, so people from different walks of life, you know, invested all across this entire globe. They don't know anything about me on top of it. United States, they pumped this shit into the world about people of color. We talked about, you know, these racists in the United States trying to whitewash it, trying to stick a white man at the top of it. That is not happening. If you ever saw, I mean, these racists don't put it, everybody's not racist, but let me clarify my problem and my offense to that. I want to talk a bit more about that, right? These racists would put you over their stuff. You think so? You think that's some type of, these racists won't put you over shit that they got going on. And most of the power heads with how the structure of America's been and its racism and keeping other races oppressed, right? I'm black and I'm Asian, right? You guys know I'm black and Asian, right? I'm an Asian black girl, right? Okay. I'm Jewish, I'm German too. Asian black girl, right? My dad, my grandma, Hawaiian. I'm an Asian black girl by blood. That's what I am, right? My dad, my grandma, Hawaiian, right? Asian black girl. So you got a whole thing of that going on, right? Okay. Okay, listen. I'm a person of color, period. A black person, person of color. Okay. These races, somebody that looks like me, they don't generally run companies in America. They don't generally run Fortune 500s. They don't generally have, like, a top position, no level, no company. These races have things in such a way, if you don't believe, I want you to watch the period pieces like The Help. I need to start showing some up here. Watch period pieces like Help. Watch period pieces like the Ray movie. Watch period pieces like Imitation of Life. All right, now, that's the Lord. And right now, you had a girl with a black parent and a white parent. Good God of mercy, she was something. She had two black parents, but one of them looked white. Does that make sense? Right now, that's the Lord. All right, now, watch Imitation of Life. Does that make sense? Right now, watch stories like Ray. Watch stories like The Help. All right, now, how? What that racist said, we don't take orders from the hopeless, his ass. You're telling Abilene to make him a sandwich, right? Okay, so they want black people to be bus drivers. Want black people to be maids? Want black people to be chauffeurs? Want black people to be janitors? Want black people to be all men of degrading shit? All right, or nannies to take care of their children? These racists, does that make sense? Everybody's not no damn racist, but the structure of how America was founded and how it was for a long, long time. That's how it was, right? You didn't see no black people, no authority. What would make these clowns think they could pop their dumb asses up and think I'm going to put a white man at the top of my stuff? They stupid. It will never happen. No. So I'm going over to Europe and Asia to run it. I'm not working with any racists in the United States. Does that make sense right now? I'm not trying to hear anything they have to say. These racists will put you over their shit so they don't think they're going to get their shitty ass at the top of mine, right? Basically to whitewash it. Not do anything, just sit there like he running something, but to put a white face on it, this was stupid, right? So that's why it was offensive. I hope that makes sense, right? That's why it was really offensive. I took great offense to it as far as, like, the vice presidency. Like, these are some stupid-ass folks, right? I felt some type of a way about that. I'm like, watch these period pieces like The Help and watch. I mean, these racists will put you over their stuff, but they want to be over your stuff, right? These folks have lost their goddamn mind. All right, now, that's the Lord. It's a personal color, okay? All right, now, there's a $6 trillion. You had these racists wanting to get their ass at top of this real bad. All right, now, it's never happened, but proof that's all people talking about across the world in financial sectors. Hell, even on Wall Street, as asshole as they've been, they talking about it too, you know, in China, in Europe, in Asia. They got stock markets. I think, if I'm not mistaken, I looked at it. There were 20 stock exchanges in the entire world. I'm going over to Europe and Asia to make a stock brokerage firm, all right, now, with the extraction attached to it, to extract it there, right? All right, now, it'll be offered up on the same name, the same label, with the extraction, with the accuracy, you know, does that make sense right now? That's for the Lord, all right? I'm not guaranteeing anything right now, but I can say this, so right now, God willing, it'll cross over $7 trillion, or right now up to over an octillion dollars overseas, right? All right, now, do you know what octillion is? Octillion is a 30-digit number. We're at 22 now. All right, nothing to do with the United States, right? But you had racists trying to put somebody on. They so nasty, they would put you where they should. You know, show it to me. I want to see it. So what makes them think as a black Asian girl, I'll put them over mine? Never. Right? That is insane. And that's so racist. It's so insulting. How am I supposed to feel about that, right? I mean, watching me, they had black people chauffeurs, bus drivers. Shit, I mean, why do you think the black people only could get but me? Not just black people. Look at the shit. They were talking about Mexicans. Somebody got it. I mean, it was some asshole bitch on TV talking about somebody kind of come over here and clean our toilets. All right, now, that's for the Lord. All right, now, she ain't even from the country, but that's the mentality, right? Right, saying, got to come over here and clean the toilets, right, if you Mexican. That ain't right, because they're people of color, too, right? So America is a way, you know, and people that come here understand the ways America is, and it's not right. You understand what I'm saying? Why would I take a person that, you know, don't, you know, look like me, an Asian black girl, and put them at the top of anything? I'm capable myself to the fact that they send their sorry asses around waiting for me to extract something. That's it. I'm not helping them. We're 48 days in. You're on your own. You committed fraud, so now that fraud stuck, and I don't have to do anything with it. Does that mean since I'm not going to shore it up? You know, what will you be doing? Because I promise you, in Jesus' name, I am not helping you. It is not my problem. All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, like, you know, I dealt with all that stuff, that racist pedophile last year. People had everything to say about it. Well, just the same. All right, now, you know, I mean, hey, it's not my problem, right? I hope that you guys, but that's what I'm saying. You know, excuse me. Everybody's not racist. Oh, God, no, but there is a racist stigma in this country, right? You know, I mean, name me a black, I mean, okay, if a white person found it, something like this, name me the chances in hell of a black person being at the top of it. Unless the black person found it as a black Asian girl, because I am at the top of it. The Lord put me at the top of it. And it will stay that way because I'm going over Europe and Asia to run it. I want nothing to do with the United States. But name me somebody in Jesus' name, all right now, that, you know, if a white racist found, all right now, everybody's not racist, but I don't think anybody disputes America racist. break her black ass. You had a pedophilic, incestuous, old, racist, sex offending, sexual abusing, sex abuser children of children stick his hands to my household saying I had gotten ahead of black people. You better believe, like, Mitch McConnell and a lot of other racists patted his ass on the back and felt like that was justification enough. Does that make sense to right now to try to think he could destroy and break up my life? I right now that's for Lord because he felt like he could, right? You got a mentality of that. Okay, so these racists gonna put you over their shit. You know, they'll never be over mine either, right? Okay, if a, this is why it's so insulting, right? I'm not trying to, I mean, it's divisive to even try to suggest something like that. Okay. If a racist founded something like this by Jesus' wisdom and goodness that has made a $6 trillion, it's over $6 trillion, it's over $6 trillion $10 by now, right? It's over a $6 trillion, $10 trillion. $10 trillion is another 22 digits, right? Actually, make the figure go up to 23 digits. So the number is about 23 digits right about now. It's a lot. But name me somebody. All right, now, so we at 23 digits now. We started at 22. It went to the tens. We at 23 digits. We had a 23 digit number. By historic proof, people saying, this ain't happened before. King Solomon, it actually has. Please include King Solomon. That's in 1 Kings, 2 Kings. That's in Chronicles. That's in the Bible, right? All right, now, that's the Lord. All right, now, so please include King Solomon because it has, in fact, happened before. Just during King Solomon's time, not in thousands and thousands and thousands of years, no. In our current time, it's not happening yet, okay? So we in 23-digit numbers. The sextillion crossed over the tens. That's where we are, right? Okay. With that being said, okay, name me a racist that would put a black person, especially a black Asian person of color, girl or man or woman, we could go and say it like that, over something that has founded a 23-digit number in liquid cash. I can't wait to hear this. That's why it's so insulting for racists to try to stick a white man on top of it and just choose Jesus lives and sits at the right hand of the living God. That'll never happen. It ain't no white man getting at the top of this one, I promise you, right? I'm happy to take over Europe and Asia, right? I hope you guys well, right? Good afternoon, all right? No, thank you guys so much. I had to get my reasoning there. Does that make sense right now of why it was insulting for them to try to run that racist vice president stuff? They so nasty and racist and crooked. These racists wouldn't put you at the top of their shit. They so scummy and stupid. They tried to slither their asses to the top of mine. It's not happening, even though they have no authority to pull shit, right? And they actually literally blocked behind their own damn pretend wall of racism, right? Thank you guys so much.